Yellow's gone, green is out. It's time for the Boyd Speedway Podcast, brought to you by Cindy's Choice.
Hello, everybody. This is Larry Dismukes with the Boyd Speedway Podcast. Joined here today with a couple of very special guests, Todd and Scott Wesley from the band Smith & Wesley, Music Rose 2020 Independent Artist of the Year. We're so excited to have them on the show today because they're going to be coming to Boyd Speedway for the Shamrock Race on March 13th. So everybody be ready. Go out, get your tickets either online. You can buy them at the gate. Let's start out, guys. So you guys are local from the area. You guys grew up race fans, right?
Absolutely.
First, how's everybody doing?
This is an exciting treat for everybody. So, you know, we bought the Speedway just a few weeks ago. We kicked it off with the Cabin Fever race. Huge success. A lot of people turned out. We've done a lot of work to the track. You guys grew up at the in the area, grew up going to the track. So tell me a little bit about that, growing up here, going to Boyd Speedway. You're race car fans, I understand.
Oh, yeah. Scott, you want to go or where you go?
Yeah, well, we grew up in Ringgold, Georgia. So, you know, and Dad, funny story, you know, Scruggs Road was a road that we would walk along the side of the roads picking up trash for the county when Dad would get us about three jobs to work in the summer. So we have a real close connection to Boyd Speedway around that area and all, too. So we did. We got to, and you know, of course, when we were growing up, there probably wasn't a whole lot of stuff around Ringgold anyway. So we lived out on a farm, and if we weren't feeding cows and fixing fences. So going to the races was a big treat for us.
A lot of changes in Ringgold area right now. I used to live here and moved away, and I've come back now with the racetrack. It's dramatically different now. There's a lot going on here.
Oh, yeah. We grew up race fans, still race fans. I remember, so there was one time I was going to the Atlanta race, and my dad had come up to it. We were going to Atlanta, and he had a kidney stone. And so I didn't think we were going to go, but it tells you how big a fan he was. He passed his kidney stone, and we went on to the Atlanta race. I hear tell they're pretty painful. So we're pretty big fans of racing. So of dirt, and I'm excited to see Bristol in the dirt.
Yeah, how about that? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's going to be really cool to see. I've been to about five different tracks, NASCAR tracks. Bristol is one I've never been to that I'd really like to get to.
Bristol's a great place. It's a lot of fun. Emerson used to take us every year to Bristol. I think he got tired of footing the bill for us to spend a week at Bristol, so he bought Boyd Speedway and said, hey, we can go to a lot of races now, guys.
Exactly. There you go. Yeah.
So you guys know. Tell me a little bit about Emerson. I know him. He's my father-in-law. But you guys grew up knowing Emerson. Tell me a little bit about him.
Yeah, Emerson's always been, and we refer to each other, you know, as family, and that's true. And, you know, Emerson is like family. And anybody that knows Emerson, you know, one thing that he ends about every conversation that he'll have with you if you're close to Emerson is, you know, love you, you know. And so, you know, he is like family. And matter of fact, my oldest boy, when he was 10 years old, we went to hunt in Texas with Emerson and Eddie. Mm-hmm. And that is where Emerson got to see my oldest boy kill his first buck. And so we have a lot of history, and I love him to death. Emerson's just a genuine, solid guy who, you know, has a genuine care about people, period. And love him to death.
He never met a stranger is what I tell people.
That's true.
He would literally, I think, take the last dollar out of his pocket and give it to somebody if he thought they needed a dollar more than him. Super, super nice guy.
And after I've known him for all these years, I still make the mistake of walking up behind him. And you don't walk up behind Emerson and grab a hold of him because, you know, his reaction is he may start swinging.
Well, he said, you know, that's because he grew up on the streets as a little boy.
That's exactly right. He says, you don't walk up behind me. I grew up on the streets. And to this day, every now and then I'll forget, but you walk up and try to hug Emerson, from the back, you might have to dodge a fist.
Yeah, he told me one time that at age 8, he got his first job cleaning bricks. And then when he turned 12, the guy that ran the wrecker shop allowed him to run the wrecker and go pick up cars.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're very fortunate. We're very fortunate to have an owner in Emerson that owns the Speedway, because he's very passionate about it. He raced there. But let's talk a little bit about music.
And he won't be an absentee owner either. He genuinely cares what he gets involved with.
So. Oh, you betcha. He only lets me go back home. He laughs. He says that my wife, which is his youngest daughter, Catherine, you guys know Catherine, he says that Catherine gets custody of me 3 days a week, and that he now has custody of me 4 days a week to be over here operating the racetrack. So let's talk about music a little bit. Third album, Greetings from the Land of Y'all. You win Music Rose 2020 Independent Artist of the Year. You guys are rolling right now. And then the pandemic hits.
Well, that's something we had worked towards really hard. And it's not easy when you consider all independent artists out there. And when we've been with Cody McCarver. Cody McCarver's our manager. And then when we first got with Cody McCarver, he said, okay, what are some of the things? And we said, well, first time we went to the country radio seminar, CRS in Nashville, and went to the awards show, and they introduced the Independent Artist of the Year. Todd and I both looked at each other right then and said, we got to win that. We got to do it. And so Cody said, well, I've won that award 3 times. And he said, matter of fact, they have a Cody McCarver rule now that you cannot win it 2 years in a row. And he said, so I've won it 3 times. And he said, and I will get you guys Independent Artists of the Year. And he kept his word. And I think he was just as proud, as we were. And then that came also with, we were already in discussions. That came with a new label, Audium, and Chuck Rhodes in Nashville. Also came with a new booking agency. And also came with access to one of Nashville's premier PR companies. So we won, new album, and then COVID hit, and our booking agency. Well, the good news is we had tons of interest for you guys, have booking shows. The bad news is everything's been canceled. So we're hoping once we get through COVID, we can just pick back up where we left off and the progression continues.
So that's got to be a little frustrating as an artist, I guess, right now. What do you do during the downtime? It's kind of hard. You're waiting for things to pick back up and venues to open back up.
Well, for one thing, I guess too it was pretty disheartening. But for anyone who hasn't been in the music business in Nashville, if you don't get back up when you've been kicked down, then you probably don't need to be in this business, because Nashville can be pretty harsh, especially to a lot of new artists coming into town. And I think it's probably good that it works that way, because it shows that you're committed, and it shows that you're willing to fight, and it shows that you're not willing to give up. So Todd and I have been ingrained with, the philosophy that, if you kick us, we're going to come back, 2 and 3 times as hard. And we don't like being told no a lot of times. So we fight for what we want to get. And I think we're ready to hit it as soon as we're out of this COVID.
Yeah, well, one of the things for us is we our third album we released this year in September, and so for us, fortunately, that's been something that's kept the Smith and Wesley name out there, particularly in radio and elsewhere, because they're getting new music, and so. Our previous, the album is called Greetings from the Land of Y'all. Our last single was Land of Y'all. Our new single started last week is Under It With You Tonight. And so our promotion team tell us that one's going to surpass where Land of Y'all went. So we're looking for good things with it.
Yeah, it was just in the top five most downloaded new songs of Play MPE, I guess, last week.
Well, we're getting ready to start releasing some songs to the race fans to catch some snippets. Dee Dee and I worked together. She picked out some releases that we're going to release some snippets on a couple of songs starting this week. So
one of the first songs we released, the first song, was a song that Scott wrote called Sweet Life. You want to talk about that, Scott? Because it mentions the dirt track.
Yeah, it actually does. I sat down and wrote that song in probably 30 minutes. And it was just a song that talked about basically growing up, you know, in the country. And, you know, it talks about driving down, you know, an old dirt road and to a cabin in the woods. And then later on in the song talks about dirt track racing. So that is unique, I guess, pretty odd that now here we are going to play at Boyd Speedway.
And we'll be playing that song that on the 13th as well. Even though it was our first release, no one knew who Smith and Wesley is or was at that time. And to this day, that is one of the songs, interestingly enough, is one of the songs that we always played at all our shows because everybody likes that show. Now we have a big catalog of songs that we've written from three different albums that we have to pick and choose which one we're going to leave off. That one never gets left off because people really like it.
And that was a great way to start. Sweet Life was basically our first song, and it went top 30 on the Music Row charts. That's for our first song. Yeah. That'll give you the bug.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say, if you come out of the gate and have success, and boy, then it's sort of like what everybody told me after the first weekend show. We had the largest crowd in the history of Boyd Speedway. What are you going to do? And they said, well, we're going to have a concert and a race now. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, we're going to top just having a concert. We're going to have Smith and Wesley come and play and have a big race after that. So it's going to be a pretty exciting Saturday. Just for the fans to know, we're going to kick off somewhere around 1:30 in the afternoon. These guys are going to play. We're going to have a great time. Then the driver's meeting will be around 5 o'clock. We'll get started racing and go into Saturday night. Should be great. A lot of fun. Great lineup. So if you guys haven't seen it before, Todd and Scott, we're going to finish tonight with what's called an enduro race. And that's like the old days, the demolition derby races is the best way to describe it.
Sounds like fun.
You go get a car basically out of the junkyard, take the glass and the chrome off of it, make sure it runs. You get out on the track. We line them up, and they run 100 laps. There's no stopping the race. They just keep going. If you get crashed, then other people are going to hit you. We had a driver on the show a couple of weeks ago who was an enduro racer, and he said, oh, yeah, you can't go out on the track and not expect to get hit. The question is, how many times will you get hit before you finish the race? So it's a very exciting way to end the night. You guys are going to really enjoy it when you see it.
That sounds like fun.
Cindy, who I know you guys talked with earlier. So Cindy is Cindy's out trying to build her own enduro car now so that she can get out there on the track in one of these enduro races. So more news later on that one.
That's great.
So we're really excited to have you guys. They'll be out. You're bringing the band out. I guess, you know, Scott, when you told the band the news, I guess everybody was all excited.
Oh, yeah. Excitement's probably not the right word. They've all been just itching to get back out and play. So, it's a good sign. We've gotten some other calls too. So it's great to see the calls coming in and hopefully folks having their venues, put back on the calendar. So, you guys will be the first ones, that we get back out and play and hopefully the first of many.
Yeah, we haven't played. September was the last time we played. I was telling y'all earlier when I was watching Daytona this weekend. Luke Combs was doing a show, and he said that was the first time they played in a year.
Wow!
So you know, everybody's ready to get back out and get to it with their own lives and living and whatever involves in that living. And for us, it's playing music.
Well, and we're glad you guys are playing music because it's going to be a great weekend. Hopefully we don't have the 16 car pileup like NASCAR had at Daytona last weekend. Woo, that was crazy. Yeah. Absolutely crazy.
Well, you may at the end of the night.
We might end the enduro race. You're exactly right. We could have a 16 car pileup then, and that would be okay because the fans would all be cheering and love it.
Sure.
Well, we really thank you guys for coming out on the show today. We're gonna sign off here in a moment, but just want to one more time tell everybody it's March the 13th, the Shamrock Race. Todd and Scott will be out there. Smith and Wesley playing around 1:30. The race will kick off around 5:00 with the drivers meeting. Thanks so much, guys, for being on the show. Really, really excited to see you guys out at the Speedway.
Well, we look forward to seeing everybody, and to everybody out there, let's break another record for them. Let's get out and have a great time and have some good music and some good racing.
That's what we're going to do. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, Larry.
Thank y'all.
Thanks again, everybody, for tuning in to the Boyd Speedway Podcast brought to you by Cindy's Choice. We'll see you next time.